Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from our Studio E here at our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship radio station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, let's not forget, a special shout goes out every night to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and the women both, our FedEx and our UPS, and our Felix and Company bulk mail center drivers hauling the bulk mail all over the place out there. Way to go, Felix. As well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and whatever else needs to be hauled around the countryside. And let's not forget about Amazon, the warehouse. They're working right now hard, as well as a lot of other warehouses. You know, the grocery warehouses are working right now, loading the trucks and whatnot to get them out on the road and get them delivering your groceries to your stores. So all those chain stores you like to buy stuff from, that's what they're doing. And, of course, the grocery trucks are getting ready to leave. Some of them already have. They're out there. So shout out to all of the guys out delivering stuff right now, too. So let's also remind everybody, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You also can find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out, and you'll see items there, including items from this young lady right here called Denise Simon. And get ready, folks, because here we go. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
They're in a good mood. The weather's great. Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you. Okay. And by the way, we had people, we had busloads of people that were here coming into the hotel yesterday from, like, Illinois and Indiana and Michigan, and you know darn well they were coming down here on a tour to get out of the weather.
Yeah, I was driving yesterday and saw some of the reports of where there's just ice and across the country, and I'm thinking to myself, I had the windows down in the car. It was just fabulous yesterday, and I thought, oh Lord, please don't tell anybody that it's nice down here. We're crowded.
Yeah, and we're getting more crowded because baseball starts tomorrow, spring training. Now, that being said, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen. Under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, we mentioned when we came in before the top of the hour that Joe was back in town, and I asked you if he had any money he brought back with him. And I meant that in a different manner than people probably took it. I meant, did somebody hand him some money? We're doing this great thing that he's doing over there, helping some of these countries, giving them money. Did he get his cut back?
You know, I'm a little concerned here because he had pledged, I mentioned this on your show yesterday, I think, that he had pledged to Poland that the we would go into an agreement with them and help them, Poland, build nuclear power plants.
Correct.
They won't build them here in the United States, but we would do it in Poland.
Yep.
And because this cat has not announced his reelection bid, it almost tells me that part of this trip was laying some groundwork on sideline kind of meetings for his post-presidency Hunter Biden deals part two.
Yes.
I just have a feeling that's necessarily going on here. And I also have a feeling that under Susan Rice, who's really running this White House, that they're pushing, this White House is, are pushing for more radical executive orders and rules and, you know, these kinds of things having to do with, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know, in everything they possibly can, because they know that he's probably not going to run again, and they need to push through as much nonsense and stupidness across this country as they possibly can before he's out.
Right. Let me go to the phone line real quick. Good morning, caller. Is this Mary?
Correct.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just heard some encouraging news. Evidently, the city of Seattle with the Chaz and Chop city sanctuaries back in what, 2020 or something, they've made some kind of settlement with Seattle for city officials deleting thousands of texts on their city phones. So that's an encouraging news for anybody who thinks that things are going downhill like I do. I just wanted to say that I heard that and see what you think. Thank you.
All right. Well, things are going downhill. And by the way, here's one for you, Denise. The state of California yesterday, a group of Democrats want to ban police dogs because the dogs are racist.
Yeah, I saw that.
We'll talk about
Well, that's kind of what I'm trying to tell you, is that they're getting more radical here because there's a short window of time between now and 2024.
Yep, yep.
So,
okay.
So they're getting here by the minute.
We'll be right back because you're going to get cut off. I think you're going to cut off right there. We're going to be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, we'll get to it in a minute here, but I need to remind you I've got a weather update here for the folks out west. Sierra Nevada's tonight are pretty much, the passes are pretty much shut down or slowed down to the point to where if you don't have chains, number one, and if you don't have a good solid load, you won't get over the top anyway. Not only are they iced down with ice, but they've got anywhere from 1 to 2 feet of snow already on top of some of those mountain passes, and they're calling for 3 to 5 feet of snow before this thing ends about 48 hours from now out there. So be careful, and please make sure you understand that if you start out on the highway and you start going in a direction and the road is shut down, you aren't going to go anywhere because there's a lot of trucks, apparently, and I don't know why they're doing this, are getting stuck out in the middle of the highway. They pull out in the median, and they pull over on the shoulder. They do something silly, and that's it, end of story. So just drive smart, guys and girls. All right, well, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO happens to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they've been in business for more than 85 years, insuring some 26 million drivers. And your local GEICO office or the website, GEICO.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O.com, can insure just about anything that you own. They'll offer you coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can bundle that in your policy. But where you really save the money is when you put in and bundle in your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. You will save a bunch of money. So either go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out more, or get the telephone number for your local GEICO agent. Call them, go see them, sit down with them, and see what they can do to help you. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. They will save you a bunch of money. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Hello, hello.
Now, we just got some breaking news here about the St. Louis DA, prosecuting attorney, Kim Gardner, being given till noon today to resign.
Yeah, there's been a list of cases that she refused to prosecute, and the criminal went on to kill even more.
Yes.
Now, the president of the Senate for Missouri is the one that his name is Tim Caleb Rowden. Mm-hmm. He's the one that called on her to resign because she was grossly incompetent and unfit. Now, we don't know if that will necessarily happen, but I would also say the on the House side of the Missouri legislature has also said the same thing. So they have a bipartisan situation here for her to go. Now, there is legislation that would fix that, but they haven't done that yet. But they are unanimously recommending this legislation. And without going through all the nonsense, they just want her to go. So we don't know if that'll happen or not. So we'll have to see.
Well, if anything, we get any news before the end of the show, we'll definitely let you know about it. But as it stands right now, Kim Gardner, the St. Louis district attorney, they're telling for her to it's time to go. So we'll see if she actually does or doesn't. All right, your friend, Gordon Chang, a prominent author and lawyer, believes the Chinese government's burgeoning partnership with Russia will influence the battle in the Ukraine and divide the entire world. He said, and I quote, "We have seen China go all in on Russia. The reports of China selling ammunition and other high-consumption military components to Russia are not acceptable as its war with Ukraine approaches the one-year anniversary."
The one thing that really ought to happen here, because China is always about its reputation, and my sense is that the United States, and it won't be this White House, because this White House is, Joe Biden, he is completely subservient to the Chinese Communist Party. I don't think that's beyond dispute here at this
Correct.
Point. But your radio stations like yours, newspapers, average citizens, think tanks, everything else, there ought to be a massive campaign to start shaming China and the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep.
For going all in with Russia and what they're doing. Now, if I'm not mistaken, there's going to be a summit next month between Putin and President Xi, and that's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, the foreign minister, the Chinese foreign minister Wang Yi, is in Moscow today. I know he was there yesterday. He may still be there today.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing: Russia is subservient to China. I mean, China's driving this whole thing. Russia is not financially stable. That's why they're just dialing for dollars any place that they can,
mm-hmm.
Including China. But because Russia's kind of in trouble under Putin, he's calling in a lot of markers wherever he possibly can, and that's why they go through these old KGB tactics, modern day tactics, getting other countries to fall in with him, including Belarus.
Mm-hmm.
Now Belarus is, as far as I'm concerned, it's over with. It already is a client state of Russia, which is really a shame. There was a chance that country could have been saved, but it wasn't going to happen under the Biden administration or under our State Department. But In the meantime, China and Russia are running these joint military drills, including, I might add, this warship that has a hypersonic missile on it that is in South Africa.
Yep.
And so the Biden administration was asked about that yesterday, and they go, well, you know, these are sovereign countries, and they run these joint exercises, and there's not much that we can do about it. You know, the United States runs joint exercises. Well, I would argue that if warships go into a port like they would in South Africa, you know, to run these joint exercises, they're going to need gasoline, they're going to have to take on provisions, and I would be putting in infected fuel into these warships.
Well, it's easy to do when you talk diesel. That's easy to do.
Well, I say that because, you know, there was a time that our CIA used to do some interesting things like that. And they used to do big, huge countermeasures. I don't think between the State Department and the CIA and the National Security Agency or any other apparatus that we have is doing really anything except throwing money out there. And I continue to argue that, you know, just because Zelensky's asking for it doesn't mean that, that Biden has to be throwing the money. I don't mind them throwing military equipment for Ukraine to survive, but we don't have to do this money thing. You know, let some of these NATO countries or the Bucharest Nine, let them kind of step up and you know, fill in this gap. But,
sure.
On the other hand, if we had done the right thing early on, before the invasion ever happened, we could have, one, prevented the invasion. Or if that wasn't going to happen, at least we wouldn't be where we are now. We could have easily have stopped all of this. But, you know, now they're talking about, you know, having some kind of peace agreement and and that Ukraine needs to give up part of its territory. Well, that's nuts. You know, this was an illegal invasion. Putin kept saying that Ukraine was a threat, and now Putin is saying that the United States is a threat.
Yeah.
We've never been a threat to Russia, ever.
Mm-hmm.
We were never going to go in there and bomb St. Petersburg or,
nope,
or Moscow. I mean, it's stupid. So this is entirely a false condition here.
Yeah, and no one should be surprised when it comes to Putin and misleading the world and his own people. We saw him give that speech, and we saw the reaction on the people's faces when he gave it, didn't we?
Yeah, they're terrified.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day and a beautiful weather.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Chuck on over there. Check out the stuff that she has to offer, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Georgia is marking the anniversary of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting. It was 3 years ago on February 23rd. The 25-year-old black man was running through a Glenn County neighborhood when he was killed by three white men who thought he was a burglar. All three were convicted of murder. Today, an event will be held in Atlanta to remember Arbery. The CDC now recommends the mpox or monkeypox vaccine for adults at risk in cases of future outbreaks. Independent advisors said after last year's epidemic, those who are prone to contracting the virus should get the two-dose shot. The U.S. began using the vaccine for the first time last summer after the White House declared a public health emergency. Tesla is moving back to California. On Wednesday, Elon Musk was joined by California Governor Gavin Newsom in a press conference where he announced the plan. Tesla's global engineering headquarters, currently situated in Austin, Texas, will be moving to Palo Alto. Julio Flores, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, yeah, it is time for our military and veterans news segment. Of course, it's brought to you by our good friends over there at the National Aviation Academy. And yes, we are talking about the National Aviation Academy here in Clearwater, because they have two locations. They're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you and train you into becoming an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, which is right across the bay from me. And the second one is over in, or up in, I should say, Concord, Massachusetts, which is up there just outside Boston. Now, in either case, you should ask to take the tour by calling up the schools, and I'll tell you how to do that in a minute. First thing you need to do is go to the website, And the website would be naa.edu. That's naa.edu. naa.edu. Go to that website. Check them out. See what they have to offer. And then call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. You will be able to speak with not only students at either location, teachers at either location, but also the people that handle the loan applications at either location. Now, if you're a veteran and you have benefits left on your GI Bill for your education, no problem. You're taken care of, provided you have enough credits. If you don't, then, of course, you can always get the civilian end of a loan, student loan. And civilians, you can do that anyway because that's what you'll have to do. But there'll be someone there to help you. So one way or the other, you'll be able to find out. And that'll be your ticket to ride. Because National Aviation and the aviation maintenance technicians that work there earn a very nice income. So remember that. If you have an opportunity. And by the way, caller, I just saw your message here about asking you, Denise. I'll forward it along to her and see what she thinks. We may not be fighting Putin, but if we do, you're right, we have to have a strategy. Okay, well, let me get going here with a couple of things. First of all, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz filed a House resolution that would end the U.S. military presence in Syria. Now, according to Gaetz, the resolution was designed to force Biden to declare some sort of troop schedule or withdrawal from Syria over a period of time, or just get them out of there to begin with. He feels that we should not be in Syria under any circumstances, even though I will point out to the audience, we are still killing members of ISIS in Syria. And I do mean ISIS. We were told they're gone. Well, they're not gone when you get 10 over here and 5 over there and another 15 over there and so on and so forth. And by the way, Israel's got it right. They went in and they went after the bad guys that were attacking their settlers, blowing them up and shooting them, different things. And they not only killed a bunch of them, they wounded a bunch of them. Because they went in there full force with their military, their planes, their tanks, and their infantry. And they just demolished a location where this group was at. We'll be talking more about that with Colonel Wright in the next hour. But anyway, that's Matt Gaetz. That's what he's talking about. We'll see how that works out for the country. In the meantime, the United States and the United Arab Emirates soldiers were training together. U.S. Central Command announcing that yesterday and the day before. And right now, we're finding out that Ukraine has become the world's largest minefield. Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised that that has not happened? Because I would expect nothing less. Now, this is not only the Russians, but it's also Ukrainians that have done this. Oh, by the way, in case you haven't heard, Joe's back. Yep. He came back. A lot of people want to know if he brought any money back with him since he went over there and handed out a bunch. About $1 billion was all. About $1 billion, somewhere in that range. And everybody wanted to know if he came back with any in his pocket for his own exploits. Well, maybe, but he also might have lined things up for later if he decides not to run. By the way, there is damning evidence right now that the U.S. backed the Nord Stream attack to shut down that pipeline. Now, if they did, And this evidence is provable, which all I've seen is the video. But if the evidence is provable, then we got a problem. Again, a big problem. Now, Joe Biden's 2024 delayed decision is causing doubt, not only with the civilians around the world and governments, but with the military. There is no clear-cut definition as to what we are supposed to be doing in Syria, in Iraq, in the little mess that we are in right now over there, talking about Ukraine. We really don't have a clearly defined mission other than what we continue to hear, which is a little of this and a little of that. I don't get it. By the way, for those of you who don't know, the Customs and Border Patrol is saying that fentanyl smugglers have now gone to very simple services to get their product shipped around the country. The increasing use of the U.S. mail and the courier services, FedEx, UPS, whoever else delivers packages and parcels, that's how they're getting this stuff delivered. So, life goes on, things change, right? Except for one thing. Jane Fonda. God love her. I thought she was dead. No, I'm just kidding. Jane Fonda is campaigning. You ready for this? To save our brethren. Our brethren in the ocean. Because according to her, we're pooping in our kennel. Her words, not mine. Now, she hasn't been relevant for a while, and I don't think that'll make her any more relevant, or relevant, rather. So, there you go. Good old Jane. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better. Along she comes. All right, we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, on deck. And we're going to be talking a little financial stuff with him. And we're going to get a grip on where this interest rate might be going. We're hearing conflicting stories right now about what it is that's transpiring across the countryside. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership, located over on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. They're right there, side by side on North Florida Avenue. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't seen the all-new Acura, the luxury car that it is, and the reasonableness of the price that you'll get from Moss Acura, then you're missing out. Now, first of all, Moss honors those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, for veterans, for first responders, to include police, fire, and EMS. And by fire, we're talking about EMTs, firefighters. By police, we're talking about all the police, as well as church pastors, too, where you get afforded a discount to save you money for helping the community that you work in. Now, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, which offers free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. That's another big important thing. You won't have to pay for oil changes. And they'll remind you when you need to come in and have everything checked and taken care of. No problem there. So check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's the place to go. Go over there, check them out online, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Mr. Watchdog, how you doing, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Do you have icicles hanging everywhere?
Not that cold, but it's, you know, it's just hanging around. You know, it's early morning. It'll be in the you know, the 20s, and it gets up to like 35 over the course of the day. It's actually not bad for this time of year for around here. But it's actually 39 now. It's pretty warm.
Well, I won't bother you with telling you how warm it is here, but it's warmer than there.
Oh, yeah.
It's warmer than there. All right, well, let's talk a little bit of shop here. Guess who showed up in East Palestine, Ohio yesterday?
Yeah, we saw on TV that you know, Donald Trump made an appearance there.
Yeah, did you see what he brought with him?
Yeah, you know, I was very smart, you know, brought, you know, stuff that the people need, you know, water and other items there. So it was a smart political move on his part.
Truckload after truckload after truckload of water, cleaning up supplies, because they're going to need a lot of that, as well as some different dry goods that, you know, non-perishable food and whatnot. Yep, and he did a great thing there. And he's all about the people. He always has been, unlike a Biden who once again proved that he doesn't give a rat's you-know-what about the people. He's just looking for the almighty buck.
Now, those people reading right now are lawyers is what they need. They need lawyers right now to make sure that they're not, you know, signing their life away and their rights away, you know, to, you know, for a couple bucks when they should be, you know, granted a hell of a lot more. Yeah, again, I guess the EPA is now stepping in and taking over the cleanup here. We've seen pictures, we've seen what, you know, what it looks like there in the water. I have to imagine, you know, that type of you know, the fire that was caused, the spill that it had there, it's going to do, you know, ungodly type of damage. I mean, who knows even if the town could even continue to exist?
Well, it can't because what they have to do, Chris, they have to dig up the soil where all that chemical got into, and a lot of it is in that town, you know, house after house after house. They've got to dig up the soil. In order to do that, they're going to have to destroy some houses.
Well, I mean, I would basically find, I'll be honest, you should find a way to move almost everybody. The type of, you know, that gets into the soil, that gets into the water, you don't know what type of long-term damage it's going to have on people. We, you know, you had issues when, you know, General Electric, when the Hudson River, you remember up in the northern part of the Hudson River up near Albany, the amount of PCBs and stuff that they had put into the water, and the cleanup that was involved was billions of dollars. It almost destroyed that river for a long, long time. I don't know. All I know is you err on the side of caution when it comes to stuff like this. I am not a whack job greenie by any sort of stretch of the imagination. I'm a conservative, which means to conserve, and I love the environment. And when you see things like this happen, it's just it breaks your heart. It really does.
Well, I'll date myself here and talk about the Love Canal for a second. Look what happened there.
Yeah.
They had to destroy an entire section of the city because of a chemical spill.
I don't think that that's out of the cards.
Nope.
In this situation. I really don't. I know that I'd be out of there. I mean, I would do everything and anything I could to get out. I'm not going to, if I have kids, I'm not going to have my family live around something like that. There's no way.
No. No, they need to move 5 miles or more away from the place and start over somewhere. Now, did you hear about Israel and what happened with their deal yesterday?
Which deal?
The Israeli forces, security forces, went after the Palestinians. There's a new group that's picked up on the started on the West Bank at the West Bank city of Nablus, and they are calling themselves the Lion's Den, and this group is mainly becoming very popular right now amongst the Palestinians. Many of the people call them their freedom fighters right now, and they killed 10 Palestinians while they wounded more than 100 during a broad daylight attack, which was just amazing.
I did hear about the attack, and again, you know, they get reports, obviously, on the Palestinian side, you know, civilians being killed and you know, what you know, how that's going to play out at some point in time. I mean, it's just constant. It's just a stalemate that they've got going on there that never seems to want to relieve itself or come to any sort of, conclusion, if you will. I mean, you know, it's improved to some degree, actually big degree over the way it used to be.
Yep.
But, you know, again, you kind of wish that this thing would settle itself off.
Now, before I go to the caller, there's some news that broke here about an hour ago. The St. Louis prosecutor by the name of Kim Gardner, who's been in a lot of trouble for cases that she didn't try or let people off of different things, and one of them was a murder case, and the person went out and murdered people after she let that person go. And, of course, the mood is that the legislators want her gone, so they have told her she's got till noon today to resign, or they are going to effectively vote her out of office.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a nice move. I wish they would do the same in other areas. Like New York, and change some of the bail reform laws and whatnot, but way too many leftists in New York legislature.
All right, let me go to the phone line. Bagam and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I wanted to ask Chris, is there a move to replace cash with digital currency? In other words, like a blockchain type currency? And the other thing is that I wanted to know is, I wanted to comment, what a good speech you gave at the Trump Cup the other night. That was a really great, great deal there.
Well, thank you. And thank you. I had a lot of people tell me that, but thank you very much, Bob. Go ahead, Chris.
There's without a doubt that they're looking into it right now. And, again, it makes me very, very nervous, for a myriad of reasons. Well, first and foremost, the government would love to do this simply because they could track everything. Everything that you would do would be able to be traceable. And again, great for their purposes in regards to tax collection. I mean, the good part about it was you'd eliminate a lot of the, illegal transactions for drugs and whatnot, and obviously it would make that a hell of a lot more difficult. On the other hand, the type of power that it gives the government, I mean, you talk about, we were talking about interest rates. The government wants to stimulate the economy. They could put negative interest rates into effect, which essentially would make you pay money to actually have your money just sitting there, forcing you, saying, hey, it's either use it or lose it. China has instituted a digital currency, and it's actually interesting. Some of it actually expires, and if you don't use it by a certain period of time, it goes away. It's an awful lot of power to be handed off to our government, which, again, has not been prudent, been proven to be prudent with its money in the first place. You talk about our national debt. So, again, that much power to our government, I don't like it at all, and your inability to actually hold anything, physical when it comes to money. Like I said, if they go negative interest rates, you can't take your money out of the bank. To me, that's problematic.
Yeah, I agree. And here comes the music, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. And stay warm up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there and check it out. Check him out and see what he's up to. In the meantime, we are coming back with more right after the top of the hour news and all that good stuff. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.